You're an ice cream cone. You're a lollipop. You're a baby chick. You're a pogo stick. You're a magic trick. You're a spinning top. You're special.
Well, there's no question that it's been too long in between podcasts here since the last one we did, I think a little over a month ago. But anyway, this is Tim, flying solo tonight, and thought I'd put together another podcast since it's been a while since we'd done one here. I thought I'd take a look tonight at another old album that I'm guessing a lot of you probably either have never heard or have had pretty limited access to. Maybe you've heard some MP3s or seen it mentioned a few times, but I thought we'd take a look at Tomorrow on the Children's Corner, which is an LP that comes from the mid to late 1950s, back in the Children's Corner days, with back when Fred was still behind the scenes, serving as basically a voice artist and a puppeteer. I thought I'd play a few clips, and we could take a closer look at this album, break it down, and look at some of the details for those of you who have not either not heard the album before, or maybe have only heard bits and pieces. The album starts out with a track called "It's Morning," and "It's Morning" is the tune to "It's Morning" may sound very familiar to anyone who is familiar with Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, especially from the early days all the way up until roughly the mid to late 70s or so.
It's morning, it's morning. The reason why it's morning is that night time's through. It's morning, it's morning. A great big busy morning full of things to do. Wake up, you'll find the day beginning. Make up your mind to start it grinning. It's morning, it's morning. The reason why it's morning.
Now, as you can hear there, it's pretty obvious that's the same tune as the better known song "Tomorrow" that ended the program for several years. As the album goes on, Josie Carey finds herself in the Children's Corner. At the Children's Corner, where she comes across Daniel Striped Tiger, and we learn that Josie has found her way there by the means of thinking 17 and a half nice thoughts, which has brought her to the Children's Corner. And she's offered breakfast by Daniel Striped Tiger, who we also learn at this time, of course, these are the early days of these characters. At this time, Daniel seemed to have a bit of an obsession with hamburgers. And he offers Josie some breakfast. He offers her a hamburger for breakfast, which she thinks is a bit odd. And he says, of course, he gives her the option of a bacon and eggs hamburger or a cereal hamburger.
Now, what kind of hamburger would you like?
Hamburger?
Yes, would you like bacon and egg hamburger or cereal hamburger?
If you don't mind, I'd rather not have any hamburger at all for breakfast.
Oh, I forgot for a minute that you weren't a tiger. We tigers are very fond of hamburgers, you know.
But even though Josie passes on the hamburger option for breakfast, Daniel still likes Josie and sings a song, "I Like You As You Are."
I like you as you are, exactly and precisely. I think you turned out nicely, and I like you as you are.
Now, this song you may recognize from other albums. It appears on the King Friday the 13th Celebrates album that Eric and I took a look at in the last podcast we did. And it also appears on the first release of the Won't You Be My Neighbor LP. But after that first release, it was removed, and that song was replaced with the song "It's You I Like." Anyway, the album "Tomorrow in the Children's Corner" goes on with a track called "What Would You Like." Josie Carey sings this song as Daniel Striped Tiger is off to the side, apparently cooking up her bacon and eggs and her cereal, minus the hamburger.
What would you like to do today, to do today? Wouldn't you like to do a thing or two today? There's nothing half so clever whatsoever as what we do when we're together.
Now, after the song's over, Daniel gets a phone call from King Friday. And King Friday apparently says something to Daniel along the lines of something happened 2 minutes and 10 seconds ago, but he doesn't quite come out. Daniel never comes out and says exactly what it is. Apparently, King Friday never himself says what it is that actually happened. He just asks that Daniel and Josie come to the castle to meet with him. In preparation, of course, for meeting with the king, it's only proper that Daniel and Josie put on their best smile, which leads to the song, There's a Smile.
There's a smile in your pocket. There's a smile up your sleeve. There's a smile in your pocket, and it isn't make-believe. There's a smile in your pocket. There's a smile in your shoe. There's a smile in your pocket without anything to do.
Now, once Josie and Daniel arrive at the castle, they find themselves in the waiting room. And Daniel Striped Tiger mentions that he's not real comfortable there. He's not real comfortable with the royal feeling of the room, just the atmosphere in general. And Josie expresses as well that she's a little uncomfortable. And Daniel has actually planned ahead, fully expecting that Josie was not going to be comfortable. And he's brought with him a present for her, which is actually an apple wearing earmuffs. It turns out to be an apple wearing a pair of Daniel's earmuffs. But anyway, it's just another one of those random things that we find in these stories here and there. And so anyway, the fanfare sounds. King Friday takes a seat at the throne, and Josie and Daniel are still somewhat intimidated by his royal highness, you know, his presence. And King Friday basically makes his presence known and by singing a song called I'm Busy Being Busy, which actually has some pretty interesting lyrics to it, because as you may know, the early days, King Friday didn't live in the neighborhood of make-believe. King Friday was the king of Calendarland, and many of the lyrics in this song, I'm Busy Being Busy, make reference to the fact that he's in charge of the days, he's in charge of the calendar.
I'm busy being busy, yes, the calendar's my task. I'm busy giving dates away to all who come and ask for a week for this, a week for that.
So after King Friday sings this song, we learn a little bit about his duties as King of Calendarland. He mentions first that he's going to name Josie and Daniel Tiger as royal detectives, and their duty as royal detectives, they're going to be in charge of finding Tomorrow, which has been lost. King Friday has lost Tomorrow, and before he expands on that at all, he gives us a little bit of information about his responsibilities as King of Calendarland.
It is my duty to give royal instructions to each and every new day before it assumes the title of Tudor.
Now, in addition to these details about his responsibilities as king, he also explains a little bit about having lost Tomorrow. And what I find interesting here is the fact that today and tomorrow, these days, are assigned genders, basically. They're assigned male, female gender, and basically explained and described as characters rather than just days.
And it just so happens that Tomorrow was due here many minutes ago to receive her orders from me.
Oh, is Tomorrow a lady? What's today?
Today is a real gentleman, couldn't you tell? Tomorrow is a lady. She is also National Peanut Butter Cookie Day.
Now, after this explanation, King Friday sings a song. It's actually a song sung in the round with Daniel and with Josie called Where Did You Go Tomorrow?
Where did you go tomorrow? Tomorrow, why did you go away? Please hurry back tomorrow. You'll soon be today.
So once it's established that Tomorrow is lost, and Daniel and Josie are in charge of finding Tomorrow, King Friday exits. And Josie talks about how she really does, she's excited about this. She really does like to look for things. Especially, one of her favorite things is to look for new friends, which leads into the next song, which is called I'm Looking for a Friend. And this song you may also recognize from the King Friday the 13th Celebrates album.
I'm looking for a friend, I'm looking for a friend, I'm looking for a friend who looks like you. Just any kind of friend, just any kind of friend, just any friend like you will do.
So the first stop on Josie and Daniel's search for Tomorrow is at the tower, where they talk to Grandpère, and Grandpère sings a song called It Makes Handsome, which is somewhat of a tribute to the day of today.
It makes handsome today, it makes handsome. It makes fresh and clear today and very handsome. I me feel very well, I me carry well too. And I hope that it goes also well as with you.
And after Grandpere's song, Josie sings a song as well. And her song is called Find a Star, and she sings this as she wishes to find tomorrow. Now, Find a Star is another song that you may recognize as it was used later on in A Star for Kitty in the opera that we saw in the neighborhood program, the song called Tiny Star. It was basically the exact same song, just a slight variation on some of the lyrics, but the same tune.
Find a star that seems just right. Wish with all your might, and then again. Find a star, don't let it out of sight. Wish with all your might again.
Now the record flips at this point, and side two begins with X the Owl, which as they visit the tree. X the Owl talks about an interesting lesson, first of all, that he learned through Owl Correspondence School.
Tomorrow is the day after today. Today will be yesterday tomorrow, and tomorrow will be today tomorrow. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is the weekend, and Monday and Tuesday is the strong end.
What?
I learned all that at the OCS.
OCS?
Sure, OCS. You know, that's the Owl Correspondence School.
And of course, X goes on to talk about the friends that he's met through the OCS, and sings a song called Fine Feathered Friends.
Oh, a fine feathered friend is a pleasure. Yes, a fine feathered friend is a treasure. Oh, a fine feathered friend is a friend to the end. Yes, a friend to the end is a fine feathered friend.
So at this point, Henrietta Pussycat comes out, and X the Owl refers to her, as he often does, as Hen, which of course is short for Henrietta. And when he's kind of questioned about this by Josie, he delivers a pretty humorous line in response.
Meow meow! Hi, Henrietta Pussycat.
Hi, Hen.
Why do you call her Hen?
I call her Hen for short. What should I call her, Henry?
At this point, it's made very clear that Henrietta likes to dress up. They talk about how Henrietta likes to look fancy. And Josie Carey makes a comment that she feels like a smile is the style, and she sings a song called Smile.
If you'd like to be in style, here's a tip that's worth your while. If you're happy, you'll look snappy, just pick out your biggest smile.
No. So next up, Henrietta gets her shot at singing a song, as everybody else seems to have sung theirs by this point. And she sings a song that on the record is titled Meow, Mr. Rogers. Now, this is a little bit different. This is not the same song that we've heard on other albums, the Meow, Meow, Beautiful song. This is is similar in lyrics, of course, because at this point in time, Henrietta's still pretty limited on her vocabulary. And so the lyrics, obviously, are very similar, but the song itself is different.
Meow, Mr. Rogers, meow, Mr. Rogers, meow, 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 Mr. Rogers, telephone.
Now, the next song is one that you may be familiar with. It's called You're Special, and the times you may have heard it, if you've not heard this album, it's actually the song that I've used as the lead-in music for these podcasts that we've done so far. So the next song, You're Special, may sound a little familiar.
You're a cowboy's horse, you're a baseball bat, you're a bright blue sky, you're a fishing fly, you're an apple pie, you're a pussycat. You're special. If someone asked me to relate one reason you're so shiny, I'd really have to speculate. With eeny, meeny, miny, you're a dancing doll, you're a shooting star.
So Josie is then invited to come inside the tree for a snack, for a visit, and she expresses she doesn't have the time, but she does have the time to listen to a poem.
Well, this one is sort of about the alphabet. You see, I made it up when I was nearly finished learning my letters. I call it Y. Y by X. The first word is the, and the last word is name.
Do you always say the first and last words of your poems before you begin?
Oh, yes. You have to, so everybody will know when it's over. Y by X. The first word is the, and the last word is name. The Y's a nifty letter. It's really fun to make. There's nothing I like better, unless maybe it's to take a fly somewhere. The Y is almost at the end of the alphabet, and when you've finally learned it, you're nearly finished. I'll tell you, friends, there are lots of letters from A, B, C to Z, but of them all, the one I like is X. Why? Because that's my name.
So at this point, of course, they're still looking for tomorrow. And X has, you know, we've met his right-wing neighbor, who, as he explains it, is Henrietta, his right-wing neighbor. But his left-wing neighbor, as Josie asks, who lives on the other side of the tree, we don't see the museum go-round. Obviously, this is before the days of the museum go-round, before the days of the neighborhood of make-believe. And so what's described is a barn that's to the left of the tree, from X's perspective, to the left of the tree. And what it is the barn that houses the trolley while the trolley is not in use. And X mentions that Lady Elaine Fairchild actually has a business that runs out of this barn.
Oh, the trolley stays there when it's not running, and Lady Elaine Fairchild has her rapid walking beauty counseling and professional bridesmaid school there.
So obviously intrigued and interested to talk to Lady Elaine Fairchild, Josie heads over to meet Lady Elaine, and on her way sings a song called Where Did You Go?
Where did you go? Where did you go? Where did you go tomorrow? Where did you go? Where did you go today?
So as strange as Lady Elaine Fairchild may have seemed on the television program, I think her level of strangeness was 10 times what it was on the show back in these early days. For example, when Josie arrives at the barn to meet Lady Elaine, Lady Elaine is hanging upside down from the rafters. As she described it, she's exercising. And then as she comes down from the rafters, she tears a small hole into her skirt, and mention is made of patches that have covered various other holes and rips on this skirt. And Lady Elaine just comes across in these initial moments as just very, not even eccentric, but just odd. And Lady Elaine at this point sings a song called I'm Special, which is a very off-key version of the song that Exiel just sang moments earlier.
I'm a grapefruit crate. I'm a rusty can. I'm a piece of wax. I'm a box of tacks. I'm a glass with cracks. I'm a frying pan. Special.
After her song, Lady Elaine just continues to become stranger and stranger as she makes a very odd comment as she's trying to describe to Josie how Josie, or anyone for that matter, can appear or look more like Lady Elaine Fairchild herself.
Oh, you probably just want to look like me. Well, the first step is to throw away all of your brushes. Your hair brushes, your tooth brushes. Never brush anything again.
So through the course of a few comments and conversation, Lady Elaine realizes that Josie is in search of tomorrow. And she reveals that tomorrow is actually locked up in her closet, that Lady Elaine had needed some more time for some things she was working on. And so in response to this need for more time, she had actually stolen a day. She had stolen tomorrow. So Lady Elaine exits and goes to get tomorrow for Josie. Now, back at the tower, Daniel is still back at the tower, and it's getting late. He mentions that it's getting late, and Grandpère sings a song with Daniel that is a duet, basically a nighttime duet.
Les étoiles me parlent, la lune met une grande lumière. Dans la nuit sans aucun bruit, rien pour me distraire.
So after Daniel and Grandpère sing their song, Josie arrives at the tower, and she has tomorrow with her. And so together she and Daniel take Tomorrow to the castle, where they wait in a waiting room, but not the same waiting room as earlier. This is a different waiting room for a later time in the day. Apparently King Friday has various waiting rooms for various times of the day. And so, of course, the fanfare sounds again, and King Friday sits at his throne. And as he's approached by Daniel and by Josie, he makes a very unique request.
Will you both stand at attention?
But we are at attention, King Friday.
Very quickly done. And now a four-tooth smile.
A what? Just show your upper four teeth and smile.
Like this?
Good. Now, why have you come to bother me?
And, of course, after his four-tooth smiles are given, he's very happy to see Tomorrow. He's very, very excited that Tomorrow has been found. And he takes Tomorrow away to teach Tomorrow and to provide Tomorrow with her orders. As he leaves, King Friday gives a letter to Daniel. And as Daniel reads it, we learn that Daniel Stripe and Tiger and Josie will help to rule Calendar Land the next day. As a result of their help in finding Tomorrow. And so this is where the album wraps up. It wraps up with one final song, sung by Josie and by Daniel, which is Tomorrow. It's the song that we've all heard before ending the earlier episodes of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song or two.
Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you.
I know tomorrow we'll be happy.
And so tomorrow, make it snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We'll say a happy tomorrow to you.
So that's Tomorrow on the Children's Corner in a nutshell. It's an album that I'd really recommend taking a listen to if you ever have the opportunity. It's a lot of fun. As far as future podcasts, we've got some ideas coming down that I'm really looking forward to, some possible new guests that may be making an appearance on the podcast, and some new topics to cover. So, of course, as always, in the meantime, I hope you'll continue to enjoy the Neighborhood Archive.